Hare Krishna. Before starting this class, I want to make just a few remarks or comments. I must really congratulate you, and I believe I did this already, but I want to congratulate you again for your full-hearted and full-throated participation yesterday in the kirtan at Krishna Kund. You will see this effort to really give yourself with your body and with your mind and also with your voice into the kirtan will give you a very important fruit in your spiritual life. A fruit about which I wish to speak today. The fruit of sambandha or real connection. Now in some ways, those who in this life have found the treasure of the holy name, have already entered into a relationship. Because just due to the fact that they are chanting every day, they are spending time every day with Krishna. However, this relationship which they have needs to mature. Srila Prabhupada gave us an analogy of an unripe and ripe mango. It's the same mango, but one time it is green and the other time it is yellow and reddish maybe, and tastes differently. The green mango tastes like a piece of wood, and the fully mature mango is like a soft drink, so sweet. So the relationship to the holy name is in the beginning maybe like a green mango. There is not so much ruchi, so much taste. But if you keep the relationship alive and going, it will turn into a mature relationship which is very sweet. And I would like to talk today briefly about it and then make an exercise which has helped me personally very much to approach a more mature relationship to the holy name. I by no means I want to say that my relationship to the holy name is mature, but I want to say that the process really works if you think about maturation. What do you do when you mature? When you mature, you usually don't think any longer just about your own desires and your own state of being. When a person matures, he becomes usually aware of the needs and desires of others. You know, a little child who tends to be very selfish, and whenever something is not totally to his liking, he has no other choice than to scream and move the whole universe so that his needs are eventually fulfilled. But a more mature person can delay his gratification and can think of the benefits of others, of the well-being of others, and we feel very attracted to this mature person. So when you mature in your chanting, you will start to think of a relationship. You will begin to pray for service, for instance, to the Holy Name. You will also think of pleasing the Holy Name by your own efforts. At that time, when these feelings come, you will mature. For instance, it's interesting, the taste in the chanting of the Holy Name increases when you preach the Holy Name to others, make in your home programs where you chant. It's amazing. The Holy Name is a person, and when you serve Him, and when you don't use the Holy Name any longer to serve your meditational or spiritual needs, your own needs, then the Holy Name will give you more. He will reciprocate with you and take care of you. Anyways, as you mature, you think of a relationship with Krishna, and you think of a relationship to serve Him. Srila Rupa Goswami gave this definition of bhakti, which you all know. Bhakti is something which is for Krishna. Krishna's in the center, and it is done by using body, words, and minds in His seva. And then you have an intention while you do this, that is to please Him. My best kirtans and my best japa has always happened when I wanted to please Krishna with it, and not when I wanted to have a far out bhajan experience, for instance. Relationship and service in that relationship is very important. In Vrindavan, there is a tree. It is called the Krishna Balaram tree. Who of you has seen this tree? Please raise your hand. If you walk a little bit down the Parikrama mark on your right side, you come to a place which is called Pakshi Sthan, the place of the birds. And this place has a very important lesson for us, for our chanting. It was here where one devotee, whose name was Krishnadas, chanted the Holy Name as his exclusive sadhana. He would chant the morning hours up till around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and then he would go for madukari, that is, he would beg his food from the houses of the Brijbasis. Then, when he returned, that took an hour or so, he would do his noon duties and maybe take a little rest. And then he would eat, obviously. And then he would chant from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to the evening and throughout the night to the next morning. He was a nam nishtapada. But as he grew old, he felt this need for a relationship. He felt, oh Radhe, I'm chanting so long now your name. Oh Krishna, I'm chanting so long your name. Do you care for me? Do you see that it's not always easy? Have you seen my tears? Have you heard my mantras? And if you have, could you not Just give me a little service, a little personal service for you. Just show yourself a little bit. Don't be silent so much. He felt like this. And in a devotional way, not demanding way, he prayed to Radharani to reveal herself and give him maybe some service just for him. He said, everyone chants your name, but I want to do something, also something special. What can I do? So one night, a little later after he had put this prayer, Radharani appeared in his dream. And she said, I want you to feed the birds of Vrindavan. They are hungry too. This is your service. Krishna Das woke up in a start. The first thing he could just say is, where are you? Where are you? Was it real or was it a dream only? The whole night he cried, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. He chanted in the morning, and in the noontime he went out for Madhukari. But this time, keeping what he thought was the order of Radha in mind, he didn't beg for only two chapatis. That was all he ate and he needed. He begged four chapatis. When he returned, he called out, Radhe, Radhe. And he took the two chapatis, made little pieces, broke little pieces of them, and threw them and chanted more Radhe until some birds heard him and came by and ate the chapatis. The next day, Krishna Das did the same, and the next day he did again this practice. So by now, the birds, by their internal internet communication, had got a notice of this. And there were many, many, many birds. Some remained hungry, so Krishna Das felt, I should take care of them also. And he gave a little of his chapati. You know, he had these two chapatis. Next day, more birds came, and he gave away one entire chapati so that he had only one left for himself. He fed two chapatis to the birds and then gave one chapati from his own ration. And you know how it ends in devotional service. It gets more and more. At the end, he had no chapatis for himself. He went out, but no matter how many stacks of chapatis he collected, the birds who came became more and more and more, and he just, in the end, had nothing left for himself. After two nights, Radha came. Radha was not satisfied with him. He said, you are hungry, and you have stopped your service. You don't go for Madhukari because you are weak. This is not what I told you. I did not tell you to give away your two chapatis. You must eat your two chapatis and also feed the birds. Krishna Das said, but you have given me an impossible service. No matter how much I distribute my chapatis, there will be more birds. They have communicated amongst themselves. It's millions of pakshis. Radharani said, don't fear, no tension. I will bring tomorrow many grains and many seeds. Krishna Das was in ecstasy. The next morning when he opened his kutir, he saw several bags of grains and several bags of seeds leaning against the wall of his kutia. And on the bags, he found leaves, and rolled into these leaves were two chapatis. So he called out, Radhe, 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 thank you. Thank you, you have heard me. You are taking care of me. And you are taking care of my seva, which you have given. And in this way, he began to distribute from the bags of Radha. He distributed 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Whenever the birds flew away satisfied, he closed the bags and waited for the next day. But then a day came when the bags were empty. Again, he was full of tension. He prayed in the night, O Radha, now you seem to not send any longer grains and seeds. And Radha said, I sent you one time just to show you that I'm personally there. You wanted to know if I care for you, if I would give you seva. So I proved. Now I will send pilgrims and devotees who will bring chapatis, seeds and grains so that you can continue your service to feed the birds of Vrindavan. If you go especially to Vrindavan, you will find many ashrams who have duplicated since then the order of Radha and feed the pakshis in the morning. You find also many saints in Braj who will always, when they walk, they will have a bag of sugar, and then they bend down and put the sugar to the ants and tell them the ants are hungry too. They are Brijbasis and Brajajanas. They are born here, are very dear to Radha. We have to take care. My dear devotees, what I would like to illustrate with this story is relationship. How long do you think you can chant without feeling Radha's and Krishna's presence? How long do you think you can push yourself without feeling a development of love in your heart? How long do you think you can do this? Many Hare Krishna devotees have given up the process. I know about a certain percentage of you does not chant the 16 rounds because you just don't feel that this is going anywhere. I know that you come to these retreats in order to hope to get a key which will finally open the closed mystery of the holy name for you. And today, in simple ways, I do hope to give you what I consider a key. This chanting in a relationship. I once was in a lecture, and the lecturer said that the holy name does not come when you don't feel a relationship to Krishna while you chant it. It's almost like you know, I want to give you an example. I was going by bicycle from Suryakund to Radhakund, and it was about 4:30, and I wanted to come to my place before the sun would set. And as I was riding with my bicycle, all of a sudden I hear from the fields. Maharaj! Oh Maharaj! Sachinandan Maharaj! I looked and there I saw someone running from the fields to me. And I know one thing in Vrindavan, you have to look at the people and see what is their motive. And this person was not known to me. He looked like a modern bridge boss. And I saw in his eyes $2, you know, the dollar signs. He had known my name from somewhere, and now he wanted to come to me and entangle me and ask for dollars. And I said, Radhe, Radhe, Surya, coming down, went very fast. Do you think the holy name is so cheap that you can just sit down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then he comes and he stops for you? He also will test you. What is your relationship? What is our relationship? Sambandha. And then only he will reveal some of his sweetness and he will stay on your tongue, or he will go into your heart and stay in your heart. All sadhana is meant to help us enter into our relationship. All sadhana is meant to bring us to a relationship with Krishna. And we need to keep that in mind and need to find out how can we have a relationship with Krishna. Now it's a very interesting, the answer I can give very briefly is in the first offense. When you are hurting devotees or you are not serving devotees, the Lord will turn away from you. But when you can serve the devotees of Krishna, then the Lord will turn to you. His face will turn to you with his beautiful earrings, his eyes, his priceless crown, and his locks. And while you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he will chant back, Here I am, here I am, here I am. Here I am. With every Hare Krishna, he will say, Here I am. But only when you serve. And you must start your service with the devotees of the Lord. You cannot get a relationship with Krishna if you do not first have a relationship with the devotees. You cannot get the blessings of Krishna if the devotees don't bless you first. You cannot feel the presence of Krishna in your life if you are a selfish turbo sadhaka who only thinks about his own advancement and does not care for the advancement of the devotees. The mercy of Krishna follows the mercy of his devotees. The relationship with Krishna is willing to make with you follows your relationship with the devotees, even the bird devotees. That is what Radha wanted. Serve my birds, serve the birds of Vrindavan. Then you serve me, and then I will reveal myself more and more and more. Without a relationship to Krishna, without feeling that relationship, there will not be a long Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna in you. You will do it for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, and then you will become a sarcastic Hare Krishna who says, it doesn't work, but I get good prasadam here. Now, this relationship happens to come over the devotees. In the third chapter of Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur says, Sadguru, Sadguru Sammanna Jnana Kariya Apana Abideya Rupe Karana Namashunila Namasuya Svalpakale Prabala Hoya Anata Kujatika Denatadaya. The bona fide spiritual master gives knowledge of the soul's relationship with Lord Krishna. Then the spiritual master gives the devotional service of chanting the holy name. That is called Abhideya. Soon, shining very brightly, the sun of the holy name rises in the heart and chases away all anattas. Yes. So you meet a servant of Krishna who begins to tell you about that you have a relationship with Krishna and that this relationship is more central to your life than your other relationships which you have. Forgetting, and he will say to you, oh my child, come close. Most of the souls in this world have forgotten that they are Lord Krishna's eternal servants. And therefore, they seek happiness away from Krishna. But you must know, Maya's world is a prison house for these souls. A prison house where punishment is given to correct the criminal souls who have rebelled against Lord Krishna. Only if one of those souls, by a saintly Vaishnava's mercy, understands his relationship with Lord Krishna and chants Lord Krishna's holy name, then he attains a great treasure of spiritual love, a treasure that is the essence of all religious activities. So you meet this Vaishnava and he talks to you convincingly that you have a relationship with Krishna. And then when you chant, the holy name will rise, Krishna will rise in your heart. You become Krishna conscious and so on. Now you might ask, relationship to Krishna. What does this really mean? You know, in some schools, Gaudiya schools, the gurus tell their disciples their spiritual identity and the spiritual name and the way they are dressed. It becomes really very visionary, you can see it in your eyes, what is the order which they have to their service, what's their specific service, what is the moods, when do they laugh and about what do they laugh, and many details are given. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a footnote to this where he says that the guru or the Vaishnavas tell you the relationship. And what this is in the footnote. So here it is. Can you hear or are you tired? Can hear. Good. I an infinitesimal conscious being, am Lord Krishna's eternal servant. What you do, and I told this already in the last year to the devotees, you begin to take a sponge with good water, go to the table of your life. Is it called table? What do you have? The black and white? What? Blackboard. You go to the blackboard of your life where you have written your identifications. You take the sponge with water. You go flush and you go... You wipe it out and say, I'm an infinitesimal conscious being. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not from New York or not from Florida or California or Germany. I am Lord Krishna's eternal servant. Lord Krishna, the all-powerful conscious being, is my only master. And this dull and inert material world is a prison house meant to reform me. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes, this is true knowledge of the individual soul's relationship with Krishna. We will do this in an exercise. You don't need to take notes now. We will do this. My dear devotees, I want to tell you something personal. I don't want to speak so theoretical this morning. This afternoon. Who? This morning I was chanting in my room because I thought a little undisturbed practice is good. And as I was chanting, I was thinking about an invitation to a temple where the residents have invited me since quite some time to come. And I was thinking about how this temple looks. I was thinking about the favorite, the prasadam, which they cook very nicely there. I mean, the specialities. I was thinking about different devotees. And then I thought about one devotee who had disappointed me very much. And I went down that downward spiral, or downward leading spiral of negative emotions. You start somewhere, and you go like a mosquito who's in your drain when you clean your teeth with your Golgotha toothpaste, and have you seen these swirling down? Many of us experience this when they chant. The mind, all of a sudden, which is still identified with the body, will feel existential fear. Madhvacharya says, when you are identified with the body and its own little world, you will feel some fear, some negative feelings. So I just saw that I was going down the downward leading spiral of negative emotions. And I said, bas, enough of this cheating. Now look out of the window. I looked out of the window. What do you see? I saw the temple of Sriji. I have the best window. I think it's a very good situation. My room, I can just see the temple of Sriji. And I asked myself, how long do you want to remain a greenhorn? Sachinandan Swami means an immature person. How long do you want to be a green mango? This is not chanting. This is just repeating your thoughts over and over again. It has nothing to do with the process. You have to get out of this world. You have to get out and think of Krishna. Combine the name with Krishna. And then I happened to I said, all right, I will do it, but give me just a short break. Let me just go through my notes for this afternoon class. And then I just opened my notes and I saw a person like Satchinandan Swami. That was not there. A person who proudly thinks, I'm a Brahmana, I'm a Vaishnava. Why did he disappoint me? I'm a king. This is my body. This is my house. These are my children and grandchildren. This is my wealth. These are my followers and dependents. Ah. A person who proudly thinks like this will not be able to properly worship the holy name. His offense is very great. Only a person who surrenders to the holy name will not commit this offense. It's the tenth offense against the holy name, thinking in terms of I and my. Take a good sponge full of water, go to the blackboard of your misdirected life and wipe this out and just write there, I'm an eternal soul. I'm a servant of Krishna. I have the chance in this life to glorify him. Then go back to your chanting seat and expect miracles. I wanted to be a little clear here. How does this sound, my dear devotees? The audience looked at him silently. I know you were trying to pay attention and then... No, think about this seriously. You are not the body. You are not the man or the woman or the New Zealander or the New Belgium person. You are a part of Krishna. And your practice must be done from this. Not at all from your false world of I and mine. These are all constructions. First, deconstruct these false material constructions so that you can arrive at the at least at the zero point, zero material identification. From that zero point, from that neti, which is really a jnani position, you can then move on, like Lord Brahma did in his prayers, to the servant position. This is very, very important. I cannot really say in very good words how important that is, but all genuine spiritualists will try to chant from this position. I would like you now to take your japa mala in your hand. No, that we will do in the end. I will do something more, something wonderful. Is this? Would you like to ask a question on this, a question, I should say? Not all at once, please. Yes, Prabhu.
Our practice,
Yes. Have you understood Prabhu's question? You told us, Maharaj, that when we do japa, ultimately we should not think it's for my own personal benefit and advancement and progress. That seems to be very difficult, especially in such a private and personal practice as the japa is. Can you explain more on this? Yes, Giriraj Maharaj, our devotee Giriraj Maharaj, once told me that he had once asked Srila Prabhupada how he should chant. And Prabhupada said, you address Krishna just like you address me. So Giriraj Maharaj thought about this. He talks to Prabhupada, and the ideal way to turn to the spiritual master is, how can I serve you? Is there any service which I can do? So in the same way, you turn to the holy name. And here is a good surprise. Krishna sees this japa as personal service rendered to him, because you give your time and you give your attention and you glorify Krishna. He becomes very attentive. See, another take on this, on your question, could be chanting must be done in a devotional mood. It's a bhakti activity, right? One of the 64 angas of bhakti. And devotion doesn't come when you think, oh my God, this will be very good for me. For me, 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 me. It comes when you think of Krishna. So sometimes it is very difficult to think of Krishna. You are right. What to do then? When Dhruva Maharaj was instructed to chant the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he was instructed by Narada Muni to make from earth a deity of Lord Vasudev. Vasudev Krishna, and chant before this. In the same way, when we chant, we should sit before a picture, before a deity or a picture of a deity, and direct this to them, to the deities. And at that time, it's easy to enter that devotional space, which is necessary so that we come out of the false world of I and mind, that word which we have written, or our karma has written on the blackboard of our life. That helps very much. Prayers help very much, and also the process which I will do again with you today, that is, you make yourself aware that now I will chant for the pleasure. I will chant. I will enter into the presence of Krishna. Krishna and his name are different. I will now chant, and with this chanting, I come before Radha Krishna. I have a picture, I have a deity, I have anything which reminds me. The letters of the mantra can also be something which helps you to come into divine presence. Then you think, I'm also spiritual, I belong to you, and you enter into this wonderful thing. I thank you very much for this wonderful question, and I will think more about it, and when I find you, I will stop you in your tracks and talk more about this. Okay? Hare Krishna. I would like to now enter with you into something very, very nice. I did it last year, but I was not satisfied, by the way. This year will be much better. I would like you to have your voice ready. We will see now a holy place, Yamunaji. And we will... These are some art photos. And, you know, since a long, long time, Vaishnavas who have tried to perfect their practice have done so by chanting at the banks of the river Yamuna. There is a prayer which says that anyone who is performing their sadhanas at the bank of the Yamuna will get love of Godhead. Here is one of the many Yamuna channels. I think that's on the way to Suryakund. And here you see Vaishnava. Is it Vaishnavi, I believe? Vaishnavi chanting and feeling also next to the Yamuna the divine presence of Yamunaji, pure servant of Krishna. Many of you have most properly sat at the banks of Keshi Ghat on one of these platforms which allow you a better view on the Yamunaji, and you have pondered existential questions, especially in the morning when we go and everything lights up and it is very peaceful. We can feel the presence of Yamuna, not like a river who is present, but as a dear devotee of Krishna. Please look at these pictures. There is also Lord Shiva, who's very closely associated with the Yamunaji. Sometimes I think, when I'm at the Yamuna, that my whole life comes together here. When I see a boat like this, I personally think, at the time of my death, it would be so nice if Yamunaji sends me a boat so that I can cross over the Viraja River, which separates the material from the spiritual world. Yes, the holy rivers are always called Tirthas, or points of crossing over, crossing from one side to the next side. Here you see these devotees of the Lord praying for a safe journey in their spiritual travels. Yamunaji, with her flow, is also highly evocative. It means it brings something out of you, which is a spontaneous devotional service, following the flow of the naturally rising emotions which flow towards Krishna. To stay at Yamuna and see her many changing moods is really asaraka in it, sadhana in itself. Gaga Sanghita says, just like a body is resting on a spine, Vrindavan is resting on Yamuna's presence. Please look at these photos. Oh, he's just starting his journey. at this photo, because I will request you to do what devotees do since time immemorial, that is to mentally visit Yamunaji and take a mental bath. So these images serve as a preparation for the little meditation which we soon will start. So grateful for this choice of photos. This is so. Now the devotees of Vrindavan have decided to start. It's already for a long time, and for 2 years I think, to regularly do Yamuna Puja, and in the evening, if you so wish, when the sun is setting, devotees come together. And you could join them offering a light to Yamuna Ma. As you offer worship, you might feel the secret of Sambandha rising in your heart. I would request all of you now to sit straight. Stretch a little. And please find a comfortable position, because you will meditate contemplate for a few minutes, and then we will sing. Become mindful of where you are. You are sitting in Shridham Vashana. It's the time where the sun goes down and Krishna returns home. When you're ready, please close your eyes. Our aim is to be both relaxed but incredibly mindful. Please do not feel disturbed when you are coughing. That is to be expected because you start relaxing now and your body goes into another gear. So it's normal. I expect a coughing orchestra at the end. Focus now on your breathing. Please let us breathe out a little bit more than we breathe in. Lengthen your exhale. consciously breathe in and out. Your life has become very easy now. You just need to focus your attention on your breathing. Some of you are still in your head. Please leave that place. It's not useful anyways for this exercise. Just bring your attention to your in and outgoing breath. When you breathe in, visualize that a golden colored stream of breath enters into your heart space. And whenever you breathe out, imagine that the breath takes out all the tension. Tension which you may feel in your mind, or the tiredness, or also the tension which you might feel in your body. When you breathe in, visualize a golden stream of energy flowing into your heart space. When you breathe out, imagine that the tensions leave you. Now in your mind's eye, see yourself at the banks of the Yamuna. There's a very tranquil atmosphere. No one is there to divert your attention. You're watching Yamuna as she flows by. Since time immemorial, saintly people as well as pilgrims have taken shelter at the banks of Yamunaji. You are also sitting now in the sacred sand. Let us offer a prayer to Yamuna, a prayer which came from the lips of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we will take a sacred bath. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the sun, of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world. For you vanquish all of our offenses and the sinful reactions we have incurred in this life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the Sun God, kindly purify us by your own pious activities. You are now ready to mentally move into the Yamuna to take your bath. Move slowly and respectfully. Now take your first dip. As you come up, all the bodily identifications go. Maybe you see that the water of the Yamuna is colored a little bit more black. Your bodily identification goes. Take a second dip. All your mental concepts leave you now. No more all these thoughts and constructions. Take a third dip. The ego vanishes. Now on the opposite bank of the Yamuna, you see Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sunda standing beneath a Kadamba desire tree. They are being worshipped by their most confidential associates, and you will join now by singing their kirtan. But sing this kirtan in a special mood. Sing it with a sense of connection. Sing it with this mood, which is recommended in the scriptures. My dear Radha and Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now please add to this what you are already doing, the awareness that you are really belonging to Radha Krishna. You are the servant, the lost servant. You are somehow come into this world. You need to now call out to them, and the best way to call for them, the sound which goes best through the covering of the universe, is the Maha Mantra. And in this mood you can try to please chant. It goes from your mouth to the ears and the heart of Radha and Krishna, from your mouth to their heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, oh, oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hey, boy!
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
We will go a step further. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the chanting in Sambandha means also to chant in relationship with our spiritual master. He gives us a meditation where we call for the presence of our spiritual master while we actually chant the holy name. I request you now to take your bead bag. If you don't have your bead bag here, no problem.
The spiritual master is the only captain of the ship to carry the fallen souls across the ocean of repeated birth and death. Oh, there's a ship which takes fallen souls over the samsara ocean. And the captain is the spiritual master. Anyone who does not take shelter of a spiritual master's feet and instead struggles alone, using only the power of his own intelligence to cross the other side of the ocean of birth and death, is a great fool. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we enter the presence of our spiritual master. First, one worships the spiritual master by offering him a seat. Then one washes his feet. Then one offers water for sipping and cleaning the mouth. Then one offers bathing water. Then garments. And then one sits and chants with him the mantra. Please take your japamala and try to chant now in connection with your spiritual master. And you will see that leads to a connection with Radha and Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please stay in this space. We have now another 15 minutes of this workshop where we will just chant japa on our own speed. That means how we chant it normally. Please remain mindful of what you have learned in this workshop. Basically, to connect with Radha and Krishna through the spiritual master, and you do this by chanting in their presence, not in their absence, but in their presence. Please start now in your own velocity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna. I would like to thank you very much for the participating in this Sambandha workshop. The main idea which you can take with you out of this workshop and apply tomorrow when we will go for our 64 round stay to Srila Rupa Goswami's place of bhajan here in Braj. The main idea to take out of this and apply is that when we do japa and kirtan, or when we practice chanting the holy name, it is encumbrant, it is necessary for us to leave our own little world, which is a mental construction of thoughts, associations, attachments, old sanskaras, etc. It's a huge mental construction, really, to leave that and enter into the world of Krishna. Before that world of Krishna, the Vaishnavas, and amongst them the spiritual master, our spiritual master, who invite us to leave the old building of our life and to enter into the beautiful new palace of bhakti. Then there, in that palace of bhakti, if we want to express it poetically, in this world of bhakti is an altar where Radha and Krishna are standing there. But they are willing to talk to you. They are willing to smile to you. They are willing to take your lives into their hands and do all the necessary arrangements for you. You just need to be willing to enter their world. And this is really called Sambandha, entering into a relationship. You might like to find out how this works to you. For some, prayer helps. For others, singing bhajans. Still others are content when they look at their favorite deities on a picture. Yet others are meditating at the banks of the Yamuna or any other favorable holy place. The whole idea really is to leave the material platform and come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. I think you have heard this term already, the level of Krishna consciousness. That's all what we are about, and that's all. And if you can adopt this simple secret to your japa and kirtan, you have a very powerful tool. Now we will close this workshop. There is now a pause for you. If you want, you can obviously stay here and continue to chant.